So we're ready to start, I think, Parikshishi over here. And he ponders over here a sort of philosophic question, which is interesting. It sort of sticks out. It's not quite clear where it follows. But let's see, and we'll get a sense. Omer philosophim, the philosophers, which again is always Aristotle in his language, Shamoishul b'nafshoi, Af al pi sheyase ha'maisa mu'ulim, hare oisa toivus musal maisa rois umishtoike klehem, vuhu niftal bi yitzro, umisnagd masel mashiro lof kocho vsavoschunas nafsho, vuhosa tovus vumitstar bas yosa. So the philosopher said that somebody who is a moshal benafsho, moshal benafsho means is capable of exerting self control on himself. So they say, even though he's doing good things, but he's doing good while craving the bad, and he's struggling with Yetzer Hara, and he is, and what he's doing is actually against what he wishes he were doing, and he's doing good things, but sort of regrets it while he's doing it. So therefore, it's the downside of someone who is characterized as a moshal benafsho, someone who is controlling himself. Ava meula, the better than that is, hareyu nimshach b'maseu acha ma'ishriyav tavasim nasoi, he's doing things that he wants to do and craves to do, v'yaseh atovos v'misav v'shtokalen, and he does good things because he wants to do them. U'baskomim min ha'philosophim, and the philosophers across the board say Shameula. This Meula is the better one, the good one. Yosef Tov, Yosef Shalom Nosho Nafsho is better than Moshe Benafsho. So in discussing who is the better person of the two, they said the person who is doing the things that he would like to do, and they are good, the good. Whereas the person who is forcing himself to do good is of second madrega. Avul Amru, they also said, Efsha Shiyaman Moshe Nafsho Mokam Shamula Omid Baharbin Advarim. It's possible that this Moshe Benafsho, the person with the self control, can be on par with the person who is the Ma'ula. Umadegose Pchuse Bechreach, Lios Mis Avul Fol Hara, Vapishil Faleu. The desire itself, the craving itself of the bad, is something bad in his nefesh. And it's Hashem said, nefesh ra, a bad soul, if sara, craves bad. And the tzaddik's attitude is summed up in the following Maimer Mishlei, Simcha Letzadik Asos Mishpat. It is a pleasure for tzaddikim. It's a joy for tzaddik when he does things that are right. Umechita lefola oven, and it is bad for the people, or is upsetting for the people who do bad. So you see from these psukim that the philosophers were right, that the person who craves the good is the ultimately good person, the person who's in self-control, and we can term him, we can describe him as a work in progress, but certainly where he is and what he is not is not tov. So in many ways we could agree to that greatly. We can admire the person who has to struggle against itzar, but certainly we define the really good based on what the person's essence is. For instance, if somebody, let's imagine, I ask someone for a favor, for a ride, for money, for what, and the person gives it to me, but it's begrudging. He sort of really would rather not to, but he knows it's right, he knows it's important, and he pushes himself and so on. I would have a hard time saying that he's a good person. I would say I admire the fact that he wants to be a good person, that he's pushing himself so hard, and so on. But I have a hard time describing as good a person who's really, really not Sholem Pnimiyuso. He's not, his inside is not on par with the outside. To put it differently, the good person is the person who is good inside. And let's take a simple thought experiment. If somebody does a chesed for me, somebody gets me something I need or want, and he does it for ulterior motives because he wants a favor back, we don't describe that as good. If he does it because I did it something and it's only right, or society says so, it's a little bit better maybe. If he does it because he knows the B'Olam Haba, it's a little bit better. But at the end of the day, I the person who does the favor for me because he wants to do the favor for me, because that's what he wants, I certainly would describe him as a good and better person than the other person. So that's what the philosophers say, and there seems to be support for it in the Psukim. However, on the other hand, if we find in Chazal almost the opposite, and if somebody would rather do Averis, then he craves them, is a better person than a person that never wanted to do it. Ad Shomer, they said, that the more a person is big, the bigger a person is, his cheshek for averis and his tzar for not doing it will be stronger. They brought also some ma'isis of Amru. So they said that if anyone, the bigger you are, the bigger Yitzhar is. So that means as soon as I've made myself a good person, Madreig Aleph, immediately Yitzhar pushes ahead. That the tougher you have it, the more schar you have, which would definitely indicate that's probably better. But Amru, they said lefum tzaraga, like it says lefum tzaraga, that the reward is commensurate to the difficulty. So, v'yes al kein shem tziva she'odom moishel b'nafshoi v'yiz hiroi miloima ani b'tivya enim es'ava l'zayis ha'veira v'afir lo asas ha'toyra. Chazal say that it's not appropriate to have that type of attitude as the Me'ula. V'omram, they said, Reb Shimon Gamliel Oimer, La'yema Adam Yevshil Echol Basa B'Cholav Yevshil Boi Shatnes Yevshil Lava La'erba Ela Efshim Asa Vav Yishamayim Goizalai. A person's attitude should not be, I can't eat Basa B'Cholav, I can't wear Shatnes, or I can't live in Erva. His attitude should be, what can I do? Kadosh Baruch Hu's goes on me. So that's almost the exact opposite. Well, lefi amuvan mi prashtish nedvarim b'tchiz mashava, superficially looking at it, these two mamarim, I shtei mamarim saizin zeh. Ve'ein adavake, not true. Ela shneihem emes ein chagasal. They're both true and there's no machlekes. Ve'zeh. Sheharoyis ashen eitzal philosophis haroyim. What the philosophers said that the bed, all of those averis that the Torah categorizes it as things that we that are mishpat, that we need to understand ourselves that they're wrong. V'heina mitzvah shem alem ha-shalom dvarim shalom nechtev uruim ha-lakasam. And this is what Chazal said, that there are certain mitzvahs that if it wasn't written, it would have needed to be written by us, kind of. V'yikrun k'tzas chachamein achoinim asher cholu choli amedabrim hamitzvos asichlius. And some of the philosophers who he feels have been affected, not good, so to speak, from the philosopher, from the Medabrim. That's one of the Christian groups or Arab group, Muslim group, not sure what type of group, that the Rambam argues with them on many, many things. So he says so he doesn't like the word mitzvah sichlis, but he knows it's used. So he says those mitzvahs that the you see the Torah expects us intuitively not to feel it. Certainly a nefesh that craves one of these things is lacking something. It's not the maila. And a really good nefesh doesn't desire that. But those things that the Chacham said that the Moshe Benafsho, the one who has to force himself, discipline himself, is bigger. Heina mitzvahs hashimius. Those are what we call chayik. Mitzvahs hashimius means disciplinary. In other words, Kach just goes around us. V'zen nochen. Kil molei ha-toyer lo-hoyu ro'ez klal. U'lefikach omen she-tzachot lo-niach nafsho ha-vatsam v'le-yosim mo'inamem ala-toyer. So let's talk about this a little bit. The Rambam says that those mitzvahs that are called mitzvah sichlius, even though he dislikes the terms, a person needs himself to understand it that way. Let's take a place where you see it in Lemaisa. An Anshi Stoim, Rabbi Nebuchadnezzar, says, he asks, why were they punished? They never were commanded to do X, Y, Z, or not to do whatever they did. He says, on things that are intuitively wrong, universal morality of sorts, where its intuitiveness is being wrong, we don't need to warn a person and give him mitzvahs. There's something inherently wrong with a person who does not stop at Ritzicha, at harming somebody, and so on. That you don't need Torah for that. That's not where Torah comes into the picture. So these, for an Adam HaSholem, he is repulsed at these type of averis, and that's him. Masha Einkein, for those in Yonim that HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave them as mitzvah shemiyas, for that, we don't have, and we weren't meant to have, an internal repulsion, and therefore, we the right thing to say is, what can I do about Kadosh Baruch Hu has been goyz on me? I can sharpen this a little bit, and explain it with a little bit of a twist, but I think within bounds of what he's saying. Mitzvahs have really two levels of tachlis. Two tachlis. One is to keep the tzuras adam. That in order for a person to be shayach to anything good, the person needs to have he needs to be the adam that he can be. He needs to be a kli kibul for HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So for that, that means those are the mitzvahs that I inherently should understand as being appropriate. Then there's a world of mitzvahs that's there to bring me from where I am to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That's the flavor of the mitzvah. That's the tachlis of mitzvah, essence of the mitzvah. So, I be'etzem am deherring a Kadosh Baruch Hu by the fact that it's not a sichli. Let's give a mashal in a very different area. I guess as a young couple, you can give us the mashal. There are two types of activities a person engages in with his or her spouse. There are the commonly liked activities. The activity is common. Both you like music, both of you like art, whatever it is. So you do it together. And that tends to be a lot of times sort of what the marriage is based on, the commonality of things that you like together and that you share shared interests and so on, shared goals. But then you do things for the other person that you at all don't care for, and you express with that the fact that you want to touch the other person. It's I'm doing it for you because I know you like it, and that's the only motive. I don't get it. A person, the mitzvahs that are so-called sichlius means they exist within. We have the intuition, the hard wiring to appreciate it. So if a person doesn't have it, he's deficient as a human being. Human beings should feel that stealing is wrong, or ritzich is wrong, so on and so forth. On the other hand, the things that HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave us as being beyond us, you want to take a step higher, here's kashrus. You want to take two steps higher, here's Shabbos, here's this. So those things be'etzim are removed from us. They're not now in our metzias. And therefore the right attitude is, I don't have any sense as to why it's wrong, but the fact that HaKadosh Baruch Hu doesn't like it is reason enough. He said, look at the Chachma of Chazal, how they used the most appropriate metaphors. But Mayim Shiloh, Shuloy Amar Loyema Adam Efshelagis HaNefesh, Efshelignah, Efshelchazi, Efshi. This Chazal over here, person shouldn't say Efshi Lechol Psar Chazir or the other one. Why doesn't it say a person shouldn't say Efshi to steal, to chazav of ma es al yom adam Efshi larg Efshi limuf, but he should say Efshi. The Omni says, "Hey, we don't kulam shimim." He only brought the chok type halachas, but the bechalav, the levisha shatnas varayis. The elo mitzvahs ben heina shikaru Hashem shikrena Hashem chukosai. Amru chukim shechakakti lecha, ve ein lecha rishus lahar behen. So these are all areas that there is this kitrug and so on. So this is what's called mitzvahs or chayik, and this is what we're relating to. So we've given a line defining the two. It resolves the contradiction of two mamarim. And the lashon, like I said before, So he finishes. So Lamaisa, he says over here that there's a mila for the Moshel Benafsho, and there's a mila for the Meula. The Tzadik Gomer, the mila of the Tzadik Gomer is the mila of the Tzadik Gomer. Let's say is regards to the type of mitzvahs that are sichlius, where we expect a person to understand it. And over there, the person is supposed to deherit automatically with the reason, as opposed to those mitzvahs that it's only chok. And over there, the right attitude is ma'esa v'lo avishu shemayim in the right. That's some summation of what he says. There's an akeda that speaks about it and speaks on the same topic. He mentions the Rambam, obviously, and he adds something to this discussion. I have it in my Yesodei HaTorah in Parshas Nitzavim, and he brings the he brings Aristotle. So he brings the same, he brings similar Chazal, and then he brings Aristotle in, I think, in the Nicomedean Ethics, who says that the person who has no craving for bad is higher than the person who has craving for bad. And then he brings the Moreh Nevuchim. And he brings the, he paraphrases El Hol. So he has some problem with the Rambam Shita, and then he has a different explanation. Akeda writes, it's in Akeda's Shar Kuf, and it's in by my Sefer Parashat Nitzavim, page 1153. Kihine says, I'll read to you a little bit. The emes a philosophen lo yaminu ki ish maile ba nashen sunam eloi ka yisala al zeho isha romus. Bipas maise vashe ase berotsa mitzvah yisala. He says that there is no such thing. Aristotle, he said, is certainly shitoso. He says there is no such thing as a person working and gaining a ruchnistic dimension through his work. He says basically things are what they are, and those things are naturally good. That's what comes out. And sort of good comes out of the good and the bad of the bad, but there's nothing else in Aristotle. He says he doesn't deher that HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants a mahalach vavoida. And as HaKadosh Baruch Hu set up a mahalach of people not getting of people not wanting to do certain mitzvahs that are in order to give a person schar for doing it. His point is, he's arguing with Aristotle, and he's saying the following point. He says, if HaKadosh Baruch Hu wanted just everything to be perfect from the start, then you're right. It doesn't make sense to say that a person who would like to do bad is in any way better than a person who doesn't. But he says, but that's not true. Omnom, he says, Chochme HaTorah, so he says Aristotle's understanding is comes from the fact that he's Kaifer in Olam Haba, meaning that the understanding that all of this is going to a place is missing. Omnom, he says, Chochme HaTorah lo yekhishu b'shleimus ha'yoshim tzadmaz tivoy me'latzmoy. We definitely declare the person who is totally good as being very good mitzad himself. Omnom yaminu she mitzad yude a Torah loikis chavetz se chuyev lekve scharet soini lechol yishma nashim lefi tircho maso vetzaro b'maisa mitzahi. So he says, but they felt that there was a need to go and to HaKadosh Baruch Hu's Ratzon is the work towards the goal. So if his Ratzon would have been the goal, period, that's one thing. But his Ratzon is to bring out the most in us. And therefore, he says, Omnam yaminu shemitzad yura terlekes ischamet zeseh chuyav lekwe eschare ritzayni lechol ishma noshim. The whole musig of the world of schar is not only for doing a mitzvah, but for what level of difficulty you did it with. Imagine one person did a mitzvah. The other person took him a lot of effort and a lot of money to do it. Can the schar be equivalent? On this it says from Tzaira Agra. And that's why he says a person shouldn't say Efshe v'chulu, shenicha kashemis gozalov vetzava itzirus azkein to chuyev shagila asecha begmula maise kifitzar v'tichav b'li safik. U'mekomukesh b'chinas b'dava. He says shebe'b'chinas hanyan tz'atzman hadatsa filozofu anochan. Kimatov manoyim lefinal kima shleitam tam chet molam o shetam yoysim ha'at and so on. So basically, the Akeda says that the maila of the person who's doing good because he wants to do good is very, very, it's clearly so. But in terms of giving schar, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is going to have to pay the person who's more mitzvah. That's what he says. Obviously, so he's, I guess, mechalik between the absolute standard versus the standard of somebody's effort that he puts in and the level of effort and so on and so forth. That's the Akedo over here, which is Ashlama to the Rambam. They're both saying, in other words, is this person a good person? Let's give an example. If let's say I have a school, and my purpose is to produce great engineers, and the person who gets a perfect 4.0 GPA on everything that he's on all of his works that he's done, so that person is going to be best engineer because he has the best marks. If the school is there to train the child to do well in life and to struggle with things, so if he struggled harder, then he's gotten much further. So now when I'm looking and I ask myself which kid is most likely to succeed in general, I'll say, well, that's a whole different set. Then we're not talking about absolute knowledge and grades. We're talking about the process. How well does the person deal with a process that's frustrating? How much effort does he put in? How much consistency and so on and so forth? So HaKadosh Baruch Hu created Olam Hazeh as a way of attaining Olam Haba, and therefore it's the person who's going to struggle is going to be the better person than the person that just had it easy. You know, when you're looking for an engineer who knows his stuff, so even the guy's a photographic memory, that's fantastic. So he remembers everything, knows everything, great. That's not a chisaron. But where I'm looking for human quality, the person who can focus, force himself to work through a problem once, twice, three times, when it's frustrated, etc., then the other student takes it. The philosophers were right in an absolute sense. The better person, if a better person is defined by someone that's absolutely more goodness in him, then great. But if goodness is defined, that which has the greater striving to do good, as marked by his effort, then we're talking about the person who has a rough time. So you have the same set, and yet the in the question who is the better, it depends. If Olam Hazeh is the beginning and end of it all, then good can only be understood as somebody who is a realized, he's a developed good person. But if the whole mitzias of Olam Hazeh is a prose of Olam Haba, so then the person really is a good person if he's engaged in much preparation for Olam Haba, if he's pushed, pulled, whatever it takes to do that. The reason why we're having a debate with the philosophers on this, the reason why we're disagreeing, is it starts with a larger question of what is this world for? Let's give a simple marshal, silly marshal. When I go into a store and I say I want good apples, and then I go home and I eat them and it don't taste good at all. I come back very annoyed. And the guy said, I thought you sold me good apples. And he said, yes, I did. Well, I think they're lousy. Well, what's that? Well, I ate some of it. And so I'll reply, no, you're not supposed to. The purpose of it is not supposed to be to have it now, to eat it now. The purpose is to cook it, to bake it, to use it, to throw at people. So now what is called good in an apple is a very, very different definition, because the context has changed, and now the good in the apple, the word good has changed. So looking at a person, if good is measured by the here and the now, which is a very Olam Hazadika perspective, so then I'm pretty much bound to what's here now and how it is, and that's that. So but on those standards, the person who's absolutely perfect, that would be best. But if you look at it from a perspective of something that's developing and something that's moving forward and so on and so forth, then it's a very, very big difference in terms of who's considered the better of the two. One more point. Yeah. Exactly. Correct. Yes. Now, there's another point. Yeah, sorry. What were you asking? Yeah. So the answer, so you're asking about a non-Jew and if he works harder. The answer is, on the one hand, I guess we have to see the end of the process, but there's another point here. If a guy is not mitzvah v'oisa, then all of those things really are the higher things, are really on a very low madrega. He's not bechalal to a mitzvah vice over here. So he's just doing things stam. The our added dimension is, there are things I do because I understand. There are things I do because the Kodesh Baruch Hu understands. And the goyle mashal, if he's not a mitzvah, he doesn't have that either. You can't shtel tzuda something that you're not a mitzvah and say, well, it's good anyway. Okay, let's ask ourselves one more point over here. What is this Rambam, what's this Perek over here doing in the Masechta, in the Prokim here? I mean, what Shaykhaz does it really have with what he said before? He spoke about being Meshabbat all his kochos for one tachlis, that's great. And, there's nothing here that would seem to connect it with this perek over here. I don't know the connections are that tight, because Rambam does sort of deal with a lot of different fundamental things that he's introducing, but I don't even understand where this comes in later. It does come in later on, and Al Tiyu Kavodam Shamshas Rav Maskal Pras, maybe that's where it comes in. But overall, where's it coming in? And I think, being that Pirkei Avos is sort of working on your midas, on your interior, however you want to call it, the question is that appropriate? Is that true? You're telling me that I'm giving you a masecht over here that contains no halach lemaisa, but it contains about what a person ought to believe in or strive for or be turned on by. That's what the tone of this masecht is. What's the point of it? And therefore the Rambam says, in some mitzvahs, that's absolutely necessary. In the whole realm of Aron Chaveri, the your emotions and your mind being in sync with the mitzvah is very, very much part of it. And Pirkei Avos doesn't deal with ich weiß, paradumas and all sorts of things like that. Adab, it deals with the Pirkavis deals with midas that are normal part of being a simply good person. I want to add one more knate, one more nuance about the mitzvah sichlius and mitzvahs. When we say to ourselves, the way we have it now, we say, well, some mitzvahs we can understand, some mitzvahs we can't understand. And why is that so? We sort of leave up in the air, because that's it. But really, the way the Rambam says it here, it really becomes a whole different understanding of it. What the Rambam in effect is saying is, your mitzvahs, sichlius, were given to understand. Because since the shleimus of doing the mitzvah is becoming the better person, so chesed is not just a gzeras hakasav. Chesed needs to be the chesed is something which clicks with my interior. That's my mohus. It's the places that are called mishpat that we have the ability to understand its reason. We're obligated to, because that's the mitzvah. The mitzvah is to. That my panimius should be like the mitzvah, that I shouldn't want to steal, I shouldn't want to rob, I should want to do good. So over here I need to reinforce that chelik over there. Okay, I think we'll hold it here. Yes. Sure. Right. Right. So that's a question. That's a question no matter what, because at the end of the day, mitzvahs are opportunities. So one needs to probably understand that within the context of those mitzvahs, you can bring out in a woman the good that's there, the same way a man out of his mitzvahs. Some of it we maybe understand, and some of it we just don't understand. But the Torah has given itself, the learning, to fit our kochos ha-nefesh. And if a woman is given these mitzvahs, it means that within her kochos ha-nefesh, this will bring about perfection. I don't necessarily have a way of understanding it, but I need to accept as being true that just by figuring it out, just following the thread of the argument, Akash Baruch Hu gave us mitzvahs to perfect ourselves. In the same breath that he gave men X amount of mitzvahs, he gave women X minus. And since we taught that Akash Baruch Hu favors men over women or whatever, it must mean that a woman actually needs less. There are many areas that a woman has that's much more developed than the man's, a sense of empathy, a sense of this, the all the things that a woman has, being a sayer or whatever. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave her types of mitzvahs to bring out the best in her. Right. Right, and also women's nature tends to be, in many ways, an easier nature. The Welt says it's not, I mean, it doesn't mean it, but Shosanik Yatsoyne means that a woman has more of a netia to doing good. Shosanik Yatsoyne means he made me in accordance with his will. That's part of what the, it's part of what the person is feels when he makes the bracha. Okay, good. So we'll hold the mitzvah next week as regularly, right? Okay. Thank you very much, Alex. Kol tov. Okay. Good and bye. Bye.